honeybees and hungry bears. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Beekeepers have to keep their honeybees healthy against a lot of challenges: deadly mites, pesticides, and harsh winters. Just because they make it to the spring doesn't mean they're in the clear. Bears are emerging from hibernation at their hungriest, and bee yards are like a dinner bell. Michigan lawmakers are considering a bill that could allow beekeepers and hunters to work together to protect honeybees from bears. Sarah Hoover reports.
Commercial beekeeper Kirk Jones has 6,000 bee colonies in northern Michigan. Jones is the founder of Sleeping Bear Farms in Benzie County. He started noticing more bears in the region 6 years ago.
We started getting bears eating our beehives, and sometimes in the spring we'd come in and we might have 30 or 40 destroyed hives. And sometimes the losses were devastating. It's really discouraging to see all your hard work and your livestock destroyed.
He remembers the first time he saw severe damage caused by a bear to 50 of his hives.
The landowner called me and asked me why I had bee equipment strewn out over an acre of land. So I drove in, and there weren't any bees left in my area. They were all rolled down the hill or up the hill into the woods, and it really looked like a tornado.
And that destruction is costly. Mike Hansen is the state apiarist.
A single colony with the wooden ware, with the wax, with the bees and everything, you're talking $200, $300 investment per colony. So it's very expensive when bears get a taste for bees.
Michigan lawmakers are considering a bill that would address the issue of bears damaging crops. It would amend an existing deer crop damage law. State Representative Ed McBroom represents three counties in the Upper Peninsula. He introduced the bill.
What we're allowing in this is if a farmer can show the department he has a serious bear damage problem, that the department would give him a permit to allow somebody who's licensed to hunt, say, in September or October, to come out to the farm in July or August and fulfill their license early.
This isn't just about beekeepers, but any kind of crop damage. The bill would not increase bear licenses or harvest additional bears. And there's a limit. Of all the bear hunting permits, only 5% can be for crop damage. DNR officials say they're neutral on the bill. They say non-lethal methods are still the first option to deal with a nuisance bear, but the agency can kill problem bears as a last resort. The two main beekeeper associations in Michigan support the bill. They say it would give them another tool to deal with bears. Kirk Jones prefers a non-lethal method first. He uses high-voltage electric fences around some of his bee yards. He puts them in hot spots where bears show up.
We thought it would be the best course to protect the bees and not hurt the bears. And as it turned out, our practice of putting fences up is working quite well.
But he says it's not a perfect solution. Bears can sometimes get through a fence, for example, if the battery runs low. Michigan State University researchers tested these fences, and they found they were effective at keeping bears out of bee yards. But fence materials cost $300 plus annual maintenance, and some beekeepers would like the DNR to subsidize the fences, like Wisconsin does. For the Environment Report, I'm Sarah Hoover.
And that's today's Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.